Okay, we didn't quite finish Sif Yud Zayin last week, so I'd like to finish Sif Yud Zayin and go into the new topic. As I mentioned at the outset, this siman is very well organized, in the sense that till Sif Vav were the halachas that had to do with hair. From Zayin to Yud Zayin are basically the halachas that have to do with liquids that are on the body. We had a digression, Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, but generally that was the Seder. And then Yud Ches, which through Chaf, deals with fingernail issues, so that it goes in a very mesudadik manner. But to finish off the topic of Sif Yud Zayin, which still goes back to the issue of liquids or dry things on the body. So here we have a shaila which needs a lot of iyun, lahalacha lamaisa, whether a stain or an ink stain that's chaitzitz. We said that dry ink is a chatzitza in Sif Tes Vav. Is that true even if it's in a part of the body which is always covered? If a woman has an ink mark on the heel of her foot or on the back of her back, so we said that it's a chatzitza because it's darko lahakid. Is that true on a part of the body which is typically covered? Now, my thought would be that if no woman is makbid ever, that it should not be a chatzitza. And then, nevertheless, it's a little difficult because we don't find it here mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, this entire concept. So, as mamashes, yeah, I'm talking about it. So that's a chatzitza. A woman has some paint on a part of the body which is normally covered. So the closest thing to a part of the body that you're not makbid in the Shulchan Aruch is the Raman Sif Yud Zayin, which talks about something else. It says Mishum Nasai Bekach Mishum Nasai Liyeh Shechid Ekatzav V'yadav Tamim Ulchachayz Bedam. Somebody is a butcher and he's constantly has dam stains on him. It's not a chetzitza Sheroiv B'nei Umnesu Einam Makpidim, because the ruba of people with this umnis are not ma'akiv. Now today we know the butchers are ma'akiv. I remember I went to the Beis HaShechit, the butchers are makbid. I went to the Beis HaShechit by Chicken Shechita, and I was, afterwards, the whole thing was over, I was leaving, so the fellow there said, you better wash your face, if a cop stops you, he'll be very suspicious. You know, I had something on my head and something on my body, my face had splatters of blood all over it, so you don't want to get stopped by a policeman with splatters of blood. But today everyone's makbid on that type of thing. But the halacha, that even though we said that these things are chaitzitz, if you have someone by whom it's normal not to be chaitzitz, so it's not a chatzitza, so l'chayra on a mokim b'chusa shebeguf, I would think it's not chaitzitz. Now Taz Yud Zayin mentions this. Look in Taz Yud Zayin. B'beis Yosef soysim is zeh kasa b'shem rekeach, v'zeh l'shayna. Nira. Im isha naga b'yayra ay b'kedeira v'nispachma b'basar ma'at. Now you have to remember, we're talking at a time they didn't have stoves like we do. They used firewood. When you use firewood, you get soot. You get black soot on things in the area of the fire. And this woman was working in the kitchen. She got nispachma, pacham is soot, is charcoal marks on her body. Ze einay kpeida. Beis Yosef brings that it's not a kpeida. Tamze says the Beis Yosef, the Taz, danti lahatir. Beisha shatavla makam umatza b'makam echad b'gufa. She went to the mikvah and then she found on a part of her body shachruris b'makam shenaga b'kastale beis hamerchitz. She had a soot mark in that she got from touching the walls of the beis hamerchitz. The beis hamerchitz was heated through burning wood. They were black, machmas oshen hamerchet, because of the smoke of the bathhouse. She didn't have to tevel again. Why? The dam yulahash zecharnu. It's similar to what I just mentioned. Why did she just mention that a soot mark? The drakeh said it's a normal. People are not makbid, and therefore it's not a kpeida. V'kal v'chaymer. Now, till now, we don't know which part of her body she's talking about. But the Taz says, "V'kal v'chaim." Hayadetz richen liyes nikiyes yaisel gufa. A person's hands have to be cleaner than the body. She adam ugulais tamid. A woman is more makban on her hands. Be makpedis on the kiyasam yaisim agufa. You're more makban on the cleanliness of your hand than your body. So koshkein, if it's on the body, it could be makel. That's what he says. He says it's not like ink. Ink, it's the mamish of the ink which is chaitis. And this is only a lichluch. He seems to say it's not mamashis. So he's saying here really two things. He's saying it's part of the body where people are not so makbid. Plus, it's not clear that there's mamashis in these stains. So he doesn't say straight out to be makel on the covered part of the body. He seems to mention it as a tziruf when it's a stain that doesn't have a lot of mamashis to it, that a person could be makel. Yeah.
What? How do you know that it happened beforehand? She came home.
He's talking a case. You're right. I guess he's talking a case where we know it happened beforehand. That's what he's saying. He's saying we know it happened beforehand.
What was it? The
shechtin.
That's not talking about mamash. I'm talking about that the skin.
That
it's a red dye
that
starts.
Right. So to me, it's shein makpedes. There, shein makpedes. That's why it's mutter. Now. So Lamaisa, it would seem svaradik to be makel. The Taz here only seems to use it as a bit of a tziruf. It's not clear that the Taz is makel straight out because it's a part of the body. He says it's kavachay miyodeha. So it seems to be a part of the body that you're less makbid than your hand. Now, the Shach and Chafalef I read to you last time talks about hair dye being mutter because it's aimed by mamashis. There's no mamashis, so the dye of the hair is not a chasitza. L'chatchila, miyuta shein makbid, we take off. L'chatchila, even if you're not makbid, we had a sefalif that we l'chatchila take off even miyuta shein makpedis. Because l'chatchila, we take off everything. That's why he's talking about the evidence. Yeah, he seems to say you need aim by mamish plus a place you're not so makbid, but that's okay because dying to hear also it's aim by mamish and it's a place where there's no real kapeda. You want to die there.
If they die the wrong color.
Now there is a kapeda, there is a question about bath oil. Women who put bath oil into the bath. Now, I never did it, so I don't know exactly what it does to the body. I've asked them, is there mamashis on the body after it? So nobody seems to know for sure. They say the skin feels silkier or smoother, but nobody seems to know for certain what the level of mamashis there is with bath oil. So, what? The companies that say it, say so, yeah. They tell you, you're going to look like the lady in the advertisement, right, that... suddenly you lose 40 pounds if you use bath oil in your bath. But the problem with bath oil is that it's roif haguf. There's no heter of eina makpedes. You could say eina makpedes, she wants it there. But roif haguf, there's no heter of eina makpedes. So therefore, it only has the heter of yesh bei mamish, ein bei mamish, which nobody seems to know exactly how you judge yesh bei mamish, ein bei mamish. And therefore, it's a difficult shaila. And the Sefer Taras Mayim of Telushkin has a sefer called Taras Mayim. It was, until fairly recently, it's a book on Hilchos Mikvayos. People who went to check Mikvayos, that's what they would take with them. It was printed, Rapam introduced me to it, between 1964 and 1980, it was printed four or five times. It was Dinei Mikvayos, because it was used... by many, many people. In the back, the whole sefer is about how to build a mikveh, how to check a mikveh. In the back, he has a handful of shilas, so one of them is about bath oil. And I don't understand. He writes a tzarechin if it's called makpedes. So I don't understand. Bath oil is raiv haguf. So what do you mean tzarechin if it's makpedes? Who cares? Raiv haguf is a problem anyway. So it's difficult to understand. The person, certainly lechatchila, should not use the bath oil. I suppose it washes off and takes a shower with soap. And but the other, I don't know. If there's mamashis, it's a problem. If there's no mamashis, then it's not a problem. If it has mamashis or not, I don't know. The scientist will tell you everything has mamashis. If you have ink on your hand, there's also mamashis. But Mishnah Brura in Ilchas Netilas Yadayim is neged to all of us. He says, Savohim Shem Kamoi Diyai. This is Mishnah Brura Kusam Echalaf Yudalid. He says the Savohim, these people who work with paint, and their hands have stained Shu Kamoi Diyai. Davka Shem Mamashay Olav. It has to have Mamashes. Ham Ein By Mamish Rak Chazusa Shal Tzeva Balma Ein Shaya Chatzitza. Buadin Shachrurish Ein By Mamish Ein Chatzitza. It's going on the case of the Taz. Shachrurish, a blackening. Could be from soot, it could be just from dirt. So there's a certain level of dirt that's called ein by mamish. If you have ink or a magic marker on your hand and you wash it off as best you can, what's left is called ein by mamish, and that is not a chatzitza. That's called ein by mamish, and that's not a chatzitza. And that's in Shachof Aleph, that something that ein by mamish is okay.
It's the same thing that...
What? The ash you have to take off. What's left, the black stain, is what he's referring to.
Isn't it saying that okay. if you wash your hands, you had something on your hands, and you didn't care that much about it, you'd eat with it anyway on your hands? Isn't that going to be mocked?
You see, it's a problem. By the Tilas Yadayim, the Pashtos should be, the rules of Hatzitz are the same, just as the Drabanan, so we're more Mekel. So we're Seimachan, more Shittas. But if you have a stain that you're Vadai Makbid on, then it should be a chatzitza. Then it's a chatzitza issue.
Yeah,
but you say you're not makbid that much. So it depends how much that much is. You know, it's all hard. We're going to talk about nobody when they wash. Nobody cleans out under their fingernails when you go to wash. Right? Why not? So we're going to talk about that. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah on that. We'll move on to Sifrei Tes. Well, we said last time that when we started that if Roy Vailam is makbid, it's a chatzitza, and if you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. It's tati kol chad l'reis. Okay, let's move on to the issue of nails, fingernails and toenails. Okay, before we begin, we know halacha lemaisa that the minig is not a minig from the 20th century, but a minig in Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechaber and Ramah, that we cut the fingernails before a person goes to the mikveh. How far down do you have to cut? We'll talk about. First, why do you have to cut? This minig of cutting of the fingernails, which is a minig, a kamat b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, is a minig that lo nimtzis b'shum paisik. The shach is going to say later in Shachof Hei that it's a chumra that comes lo nimtzis b'shum paisik. By us, the shach is a paisik, the Ramah is a paisik, even later Chazayish Ramosh is a paisik. But he means that before the Mechaber Ramah, the kepeda to dafka cut your nails was not so. Where does it come from and why is it there? That's the issue. And that's what we're going to learn today, is a tremendous machlaikis, the Shach and Taz. But some will allow women without nails cut, and I'll explain that when we get to Sikha. What we have to do is first talk about not cutting nails. Dirt under the nail, when is it a chatzitza? That's Sif Yudches. Then, and Yudches. Sivchov talks about our minute to cut nails, which is already the long Taz and the big Likud Zakhesef, which we'll discuss. So I have to ask you, when we learn Sif Yudches, we're first talking when the fingernail is not cut down. The question of dirt under the fingernail, when it's a chatzitza, when it's not. And I get to you and I. Wash v'amaitzi, we don't cut our fingernails. We wash. So first we have to learn the dinim of dirt under the nail. And we get to Sivchaf, we're going to learn the dinim of cutting the fingernails, which is also lemaisa. The woman tells without cutting, she tells again. And so we're going to come to it one at a time. So again, I want to stress, we're talking about Sif Yudches, we're not talking about cutting the fingernails. I'm going to walk in 2 minutes, we'll learn it, and we'll say, what do you mean? They cut the nails. So at least whoever's here, we're talking now before the meaning of cutting fingernails. What dirt mikra adin is a chatzitza, and then we're going to talk about the meaning of cutting the fingernail. Nafkamina will be there are cases with Balei Tshuva or people from Oriental countries, they have tshuvas that are mekel. Reb Chaim Eisen was mekel for people from Oriental countries, Balei Tshuva, to be mekel. So we're talking for such situations where the fingernail is not cut properly, and the question is, b'di'eved, what dirt is a chatzitza? So we're going to learn Sifyut Ches, and you're going to have to, there's a little bit of nitty gritty here, so you're going to have to pay careful attention. Okay, let's see the Sif. First, the Mechaber. Soya shetachas hatzipayrin. Dirt under the fingernail. We'll talk about toenail separately. Shaloi kineged abasar chaitzitz, kineged abasar eina chaitzitz. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? What is kineged abasar? What shaloi kineged abasar? So we'll have to define it precisely. What we're saying is that when your fingernails are cut short and there's some dirt, you're not so makbid. When the nails are a little longer and there's dirt, people are more makbid. Maybe they're more makbid because it's easier and just rub one nail against the other. Whatever reason. When it's longer, people are more makbid. And when it's shorter, they're less makbid. So the Mechaber says, Shaloi kineged abasar chaitzitz, because that people are makbid. Kineged abasar eina chaitzitz. Ubasek, but if you have dough, tachas hatzipayrin. Why is that worse? Afil kineged abasar chaitzitz. Why? So I'm going to guess why they're more makbid. What? Because I think it's uncomfortable. You know, you have dough under there. If you have a little dirt, it doesn't bother you. If you have some dough under there, it's more troublesome. I'm guessing that's why. But he says that is chaitzitz. Ve'ezeh shaloi kineged abasar. And what part is shaloi kineged abasar? Zeh shatzipayrin oidif al abasar. So here, we're going to have to translate what detach these words. What does it mean, the part of the nail that's over the basar? The women today cut their nails down as far as is humanly possible, and then they ask if it's enough. The question is, what is the point where halacha requires? So we'll put that aside for the moment. Since it's hard to know which point that is. So therefore, the women have a minig to cut their nails. So it's not only a Ramah, it's a Mechaber, the Sfaradim also have this minig to cut their nails b'shas tefillah. So here we have the idea of dirt under the fingernail. It depends where, it depends what. Basically, we're saying it depends if you're makbid. Long nails, people are makbid, you have to clean it. Short nails, they're only makbid on botzek, otherwise not. So it seems like an easy sif. However, we have here a Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted both in Taz and Shach. Let's see Taz Yutes. They both quote a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which will have a major role in how this thing works. I'm talking about the dirt. I'm not talking about the nail. I'm talking about the dirt. I told you, I'm not going to put aside talking about cutting out the dirt. Now, I should point out that today, if anything, women are more makpidos on dirt under the fingernail. If anything, today I know my wife is very makpid on dirt under my fingernail. You know, she says, you can't go like that. So women today are more makpid, definitely not less. So this Rabbeinu Tam becomes a major issue. Listen to this Rabbeinu Tam and explain it to me. Kosei b'siyayi ze b'shem smag b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Well, we're talking about very sticky stuff, like dough. Like we had titayavein, titayayitzrim. Avaloi betit acher, but not by other mud, vitsaya, and filth. Veteida, shaitanam mimikvais. Elu shein chaitzitzin, lachluche tsaya shabasari, vitsaya shetachasati pyrin. Listen to this, it's a Mishnah. The dirt that comes under a fingernail is not a chatzitza. Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound that way. Wherever it is, b'levush. Lama ein is harim b'zeh. That's from Mordechai Yaffe. The levush's name was Yaffe. It was Yaffe. B'levush. Lama ein is harim b'zeh b'netila sedayim. We never saw people go wash their hands to clean out their fingernails. So what's he saying here? We have a Rabbeinu Tam Shita that makes a distinction between two different types of dirt. The ordinary tzaya that comes under the fingernails all the time, that's enoy nidbak kol kach.
So water gets through.
So what does that mean? Ein nidbak kol kach? You're saying that water gets through. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like since water gets through, that's why it's not a problem. Now again, it's hard. I mentioned this by Yoylach. It's hard to know exactly what it means. The water gets through and it doesn't clean it. Now, by D'yoy lach, we're mekel. By wet D'yoy or light mud, it said we're mekel. And I told you there are two ways to learn. Either that the water gets under it, or that people are not makbid. Mishnah Berurah said water gets under it. And I mentioned to you then, I don't understand. The Ramah said in Sifya Dalid, Imi Makpedes, Afilu Dovalach, Chaitzitz. If she's Makpedes, a Dovalach is Chaitzitz. This is a question I don't have an answer to. Mishnah Berurah says that Dovalach is Mutter because the water gets under it. So I'm shouting the Ramah, Imi Makpedes, Afilu Dovalach, Chaitzitz. I said, I don't know the answer. I would understand that Dovalach, you're not so Makpid, it's going to just wipe off. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. So I learned all the Devarim Mishnah Berurah. But this difference between the Mishnah Berurah and the way we would understand is by the tit as well. When you go to wash the Tilas Yadayim, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samach Aleph Katan Yud, he goes under Ramah. Now listen to this Ramah. Ramah says, Loi Nogu L'Naker HaTit Shetachas HaTzapernayim. When you go wash Tilas Yadayim, no one cleans out the dirt under there. It's not the minute to clean it. We shouldn't have a commuter, Shane Makbid. Can't Makbid him as Elena Tila. Who's Makbid to clean under the nails? Aval, Imhoya Makbid, Hutzarch Lenakra. But if you're Makbid, it's up to Ramah, you have to clean it. If you're a Makbid or you're a Mephodic on dirt under your nails, you have to be careful when you go to wash to do it, to clean it. If you're Makbid, not your wife. And this Ramah is exactly like the Ramah in Sifya Dalet. In Sifya Dalet, he said, on a wet thing, if you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. Typically, it's not. Same thing, dirt under the fingernail. If you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. Typically, it's not. Mishnah Berurah says, makbid, if he's makbid, mashma afal pisha raiv e makbidim, kinin dehu makbid as lina basrei. If you're makbid, we go according to you, v'chaitzitz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings this Rabbeinu Tam. V'nira, this is the Mishnah Berurah's own achra, the regular dirt under a fingernail. It's a powerful lashon. He doesn't say yesh laha. Ain lahachmir. Don't be machmir. He's saying that your dirt under your fingernail, ordinary dirt.
Even if you're
he says ain lahachmir. Even if you're machmir.
Right. Don't be.
Don't be. Yeah. He says the idea is that water penetrates it. And since water penetrates it, so therefore, that's his lashon to Sharatzian. The stam titlach svirulei enin nidbak va'aili bei maya v'loi chaitzi. That's what he's saying. He's saying the Mishnah Berurah. We pass it to Mishnah Berurah. Even if we have kashes, he says dirt under the nail and a dovalach. If it's this type of ordinary dirt that comes stamazai, water penetrates it, and memela you could be mekel, and. He says, earlier he was talking about sticky tit. So mistam the Ramah only means by sticky tit and otherwise not.
So there's mamoshes, if only if you're makbid, then it's a chatzitza?
Only if it stops water from going, you're makbid. If the water gets through anyway, what's
the difference? If the water doesn't get through, and you're not
makbid. If the water doesn't get through,
and you're not makbid,
it's a derech not to be makbid, then it doesn't matter. It's sen shulchan aruch, k'neged habasar, the derech is not to be makbid. So just to sum up, Mishnah Berurah Shita is the ordinary dirt under the fingernail, water penetrates it. And this Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, even if an individual is makbid, if derech ha'olam is not to be makbid, it could be meikel. He's mitzaref a shita in the Rishayim that botel daite et kol adam yigovas arayv ha'olam. And meimela me'ikar adin, we have a Rabbeinu Tam shita always to be mitzaref. Rabbeinu Tam holds that regular dirt that naturally comes under the fingernail is not a chatzitza. Now we're machmir. But when you have tzirufim, when you have shilas when it came, you have other tzirufim to add to it, you could be mekel. And we're going to see in a minute, there's a big shila about toenails. If by toenails, the Pesachuva Yud brings a nidain, are women machmir on dirt under the toenails? Most women are not machmir. So here, certainly, if she didn't Most women don't make dough with their toenails. It's usually just a regular tzayish tachzati pirin. So here you have what to rely on. Ishapura and Tiyos Yidayim doesn't talk about toenails because you don't have to wash your toenails. Yeah, some women, if you have a woman who's makpid on her toenails not being dirty, so so then I'm saying it's not a tzira. Okay, so that is Sifyut Ches so far. Yeah. Speak up. No, tzaya here doesn't mean bodily excretions. It means dirt. Tzaya is a lashon used for any dirt. You're right, otherwise. Because I told you, we're not talking yet about cutting nails. Right now, we're saying that part, the long part of the fingernail, they're machbit, and that's chaitzitz. That's connected to basa now. Okay? So what I'm telling you, what do we learn here? We learned the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin, the long part of the nail, people are makbid. The part keneged habasa, people typically are not makbid. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that even anywhere, the ordinary tzaya is not a chatzitza. That's the whole Sifyut Ches. Long is a bigger problem, but he says the derech is not to be makbid. On even, that's right, the Ramos says, he says the kapeid is not enough in the tila. Now, okay, the truth is the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes if this din applies to shalak and neged habasa. It's a cotton test. You're right. Now, Agav, I want to tell you, I had an interesting horror, and Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to clean the dirt under your fingernail on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Yeshua says you're allowed to clean it. Why isn't it muktzah? Why isn't the dirt under your fingernail muktzah? Huh? What? So why isn't it muktzah? Most doesn't. Graf Sharei. It's so bad, it's a Graf Sharei. But let's say it's something you're not always makbid on. Why isn't it muktzah? Huh? The body's a bus. Stomach's not so chashiv to be. Well, that's sifchav. That's the long nails. I'll get what? So it could be. Yeah. What about dirt on your body? If you, it's not tiltal. You're moving the muktzah. You clean your fingernail. You get. I mean, there should be allowed to clean your nose out either. It's not on that side. You go with your finger. You're going like this. Is it such a heter with you? Okay. Anyway, let me get to a more difficult issue. The issue is what part of the nail is keneged habasar and what is shalai keneged habasar. This is more difficult, and as we're going to talk about cutting the fingernail, we're going to see it's an afkamina how far down you have to cut. We cut the part that women are more makpedas on. What's a sifyut ches, the part that the tzaya is more of a chatzitz. The language is keneged habasar, shaloi keneged habasar. Now, listen carefully. There are three parts to a fingernail. There's the part that looks pink. I'm told the color is, it looks pink. I don't, can't tell pink. But the part that's sort of mahudik to the flesh. That's zone A. Then there's the part above that. Usually on your fingernail you can see a line. There's the part that's not muhudik labasa. We'll call that B. Then there's C. C is the part that juts above the finger. If you look at your finger from the fleshy side, there's a part where the nail sticks higher than the basa. Which means to say, shaloi kineged habasa, where it's a problem, you can translate two ways. You can say it means what sticks above the finger. It's not opposite the finger. Shaloi kineged habasa. Or you could understand, even lower is a problem. It's just not stuck to the finger. It's not tight against the flesh. It's higher. Now the question is, what part do you have to cut? Do you have to cut just C, the part that sticks above the finger? They certainly have to cut. Or do you have to cut all the way down to the place where it's mahudik, where it's attached, so to speak? There's the line, like Rosh Hashanah gave a line, color by line. So you cut by line. How far down is the issue? It's a bit of a problem. If you experiment, take a clipper and cut along the line, exactly along the line, and wait 2 minutes or 5 minutes. The line will relocate itself because the tip of the nail tends to spread from the flesh and it relocates. If you cut along that, you wait a little bit, it opens a little more. Sometimes it hurts because it opens in a place where the skin underneath is delicate. So the question is, which spot is it? And this is a question which I think today different places can say different things. I don't know of a solid maramakim for this discussion, believe it or not. However, I read the Chachmas Adam, and the Chachmas Adam says the following language. This is Kuf Yud Tes, Klal Kuf Yud Tes, Ois Yud Beis. Medina, Soya Vishar Dover Tinov Shetach Satzi Pirin, Shaloi Keneged Abasar, is a Chatzitza. What Shaloi Keneged Abasar? Hainu, Ma Shehatzi Pirin Oidef Al Habasar. How do you understand that? Shaloi Keneged Abasar, Hainu Ma Shehatzi Pirin Oidef Al Habasar. She chaitzitz she shamak pidim kivan she golui lakol. There people are makpid kivan she golui lakol. What does that mean? Golui lakol. It sounds like above the fingernail. It's golui lakol. Avo maksha kedeger abasa kiv she ain't there. Ain't derech lahak bekol kach. So
if you don't talk about bida, it can't be. There's no dirt under the fleshy part. There has to be two different areas.
There could be dirt all the way down.
Not on the fleshy part. There could be
typically there isn't, but dirt can get in there. Splinters get in there.
It can be extended also. If you look at the fingernails, B can be extended quite a bit too.
It's true, but it says that the dasha made yecholas lechavin badikur kedeg b'shul kedeg. It's a little hard. The lashon of the Chachmas Adam seems to be. Goli lakoil sounds like it's open on both sides. And it's above the finger. That's what the language seems to say. It's the only maramakim I have on this topic. It seems like a basic idea. So yes, the women in charge of the mikvah, what they do. I think that most of the B'nai Yisrael just machmir. They cut, like I say, they cut far down more than they need to, and then they ask if it's enough. But the nafkamina in this, the women do what they were taught. The nafkamina is when they have shilas, usually, they had some human beings that never have shilas. But the women who are conscientious and have shilas usually are the ones, they cut definitely, zone Z they definitely cut, and B they cut, they usually cut part of A also, you know, they're very machmir. So when they're misopic, you should know that it's not so poshit, that that whole part above the finger is a problem. And certainly be the evid, a woman calls after she goes to the mikveh, and she asks a shaila that the person could be makel afterwards. It seems that that's considered shalai k'nei rabos, like chach masada.
All this is prior to our discussions of extending
about cutting it.
We're setting aside the later.
Well, it's going to be tali zev zev. The part of the nail that all dirt is chaitzitz, is the part that we cut off. So it's going to be what you cut and where dirt is. A chatzitza is tali zev zeh, really. It's really tali zev zeh. So, okay, so that's if you test. If you test. Chaf, as I told you, will be cutting the nails. I want to make sure we get to it. Let's go if you test, which is a simpler sif. Here we talk about a woman who has an injury. That sounds like swelling. A woman who has some type of a swelling. Under the nail, she bruised her nail, or she got a splinter that became infected. Im yesh lo napach al makam hatzipayrin. What do you say? What should be the din?
What's the
shayla? Loy lachtoich for loy lachtoich. She can't cut it there. She can't dig. It's very painful. So im nefucha kolkach she'ein atit shetachas hatzipayrin nira ein achaitis. Now that nira is confusing. It's so swollen that the dirt under the nail is not seen. What does that mean? It's not seen. How do you know it's there? Yeah, I know it's there. So what does it mean? It's not seen. What?
It was there. Then she
got it. Oh, it was there beforehand. Maybe that's what it means. It's not seen.
Okay.
Look at the first words of the shach, and you'll understand. Shach of dalit im nefucha. He says that we learned this from chaitz. What was the case of chaitz for chaitz? He said if someone has a splinter in the flesh of the body, If the splinter protrudes up over it, it's a problem. If it's even, it's a problem. If it's lower, then it's not a problem. What do we say? You can see it if you gaze into the hole, you'll see the chetz is there. But it's not near it. It's not seen at skin level. So then, it's below skin level, it's not a chatzitza. That appears to be the understanding here, that something that's below the skin level is not a chatzitza. Ein nira means that it can't be seen. It's in the part of the body that's normally covered, just like a chetz. So the chiddush is that even though it's not normally covered, it's only covered because of the swelling, that is good enough. That appears to be what it's saying here in the in the Shulchan Aruch, which is simple enough.
Under the nail,
but deep down, but it's not in a place that protrudes. It's like a chetz that doesn't protrude. So it's not a chatzitz.
So the wound is under the nail.
So that would depend how you read it. Sometimes a woman or anybody gets bleeding under the nail in a part you can't get to. You can see that through and it hurts. What? You jammed in a door, right? So you get bleeding. So that depends how you tie Shlifish Eina Nira. If Eina Nira means it can't be seen at all, well, this could be seen. You could see it. But if you say it's Numa Mechetz, so then it means that it's deep down in a place where it can't be seen outside the fingernail. It can't be seen with the fingernail. And then we would understand that that's called Eina Nira. And that's the way I understand the Shach. The Shach says that no man mechet.
Sometimes the Shiloh, if I jam the nail,
what do you do? I'll answer you with the following. Okay. Here is an important tziruf, an important idea that I'm saying to you as a tziruf, but let's see. In Sif Mem Zayin, we are going to have the Shiloh of lice. In a woman's hair, if lice is a chatzitza. As you know, women don't want to have lice in their hair. Men don't either, but usually it's a woman's problem. In Sif Mem Zayin it says, min kinim shedvukim v'basar, types of lice that are stuck to the basar, v'neishchin v'ar v'makim seyar, v'dvukim v'chayzim v'basar, tzarech lasirah. You have lice, you got to get rid of it, al yedei chamin ulagayr mitzipayim. You have to take a hot bath and scratch with your fingernail, get the lice off. If you can't get it off, it's not chayiv. We tell the women to do a full cleaning twice, and then whatever remains to be tayvelas. What does it mean, eina yachol? Everything is eventually yachol. You know, you can get a sanding machine and sand down the head. But it means that it's not normal. You do everything that's normally done, a person who's makbid. Eina yachol asiron, eina chayitz. Now here, this would seem to be a heter for blood under the fingernail. If you have blood under the fingernail, it's eini yachol asiron. It's a place where you can't get rid of it. It's not shy to get rid of it. And therefore, it would seem to be a kula. Now, why isn't that kula mentioned here? Why is it mentioned here by the dirt under the nefucha? So here, we have gra nun gimel, which is the issue. Gra nun gimel says by lice, the lice that you can't get rid of is not a chatzitza. Kivan de rabisehu, it's a normal way for it to grow. That's called not makbid. So what does that mean? It's the normal way. Hainu rabisehu here is a little tricky. Normal way. It's normal for people to have lice. What does it mean? I guess it means it comes there on occasion, naturally, and therefore it's called eina makpedes. The question is, does that apply to blood under the nail? Blood under the nail is less shchiach, at least certainly it was less shchiach than lice was shchiach in their days. And therefore, this heter of Sif Mem Zayin for blood under the fingernail, it's hard to be maker with it by itself. But with its sirif of our understanding of Sif Yotes, that Eina Nira doesn't mean you can't see it. It means it's Eina Nira Mabachutz. So with these two things, it seems that we could be made with these two things together. Blood is a foreign matter. Dried blood is a chatzitza. Blood that's running in your veins is not a chatzitza, but blood that's dried on the skin would be a chatzitza. I'm talking when you know. There are times that you know. There are times you know it's painful.
Speak.
Which Shach? Chav Dalet, yeah.
So why did he pay anymore to, I mean, the coin that he says here, plus the coin that it's not, it's clearly not the Shachet, should be no problem.
So maybe you don't need it Seraph. Yeah, those are going to argue that any nearer means you can't see it. The Shach, you're right, maybe I don't need it Seraph. I happen to have it, why should I not use it? But you're right, the Shach seems to touch any nearer the way I said, that it doesn't protrude. Yeah.
So is there any time when the person gets the truth, sometimes when the door gets caught, a finger gets caught in the door, the nail actually comes up a little bit. Is that the recall of the tefillah?
We're going to have the halachas of Tzipora HaMedaldel, which is partly detached. If it's not partly detached, it just picks up, then it's different. But yeah, if it comes up, there's not the derech to cut it. It's painful.
So there's no need to cut. So you generally blood on the nail, as long as it's on the inside part, which can't be gotten through.
Right. That's right. Now, sometimes people get splinters, loyalenu, under the fingernail. You ever tried to pull it out in a broken half? I hope it never happened to you. You know, you try to pull it out, it cracks in half, and the other half is all the way inside. That would be the same idea, even before it grows. If it's in a place, it's like a chetz under the skin. It is a chetz under the skin, and if it's not near a b'chutz, then it's not a chetzit. Yeah.
Can you tell us here, is that
a
zero
by
other things, like
being double-linked? The EF Shalasiran. Meaning to say that... Take the box. Even a mushes that you can't take off. It's if it's, I don't know, if you can say Hainu Ravise, that's the gra is the issue. If you say it's normal for it to be there, yes. Lice is a shtickle normal for it to be there. Whether you get indelible ink on the skin, I don't know, it's hard to say Hainu Ravise. Maybe blood also.
Why not say by the fingernail case that it's an area that water can never reach? Because it's an air, the water
could
have reached. Why are we even?
It's a
mokken
balua
bagus. Yeah.
The truth is that is really what we're saying. He's putting it more simply. Because by chaitz, what was the reason we said the chaitz underneath is not a problem? Because it's only blocking a mokken balua shabaguf. That's why it's not a problem. That's really, in effect, what the way we're explaining this Shulchan Aruch is that it's a mokken balua shabaguf, and you don't need water there. So you don't. The splinter breaks in half. The splinter in a place where water doesn't go anyway. That's really what we're saying. The only reason I'm so on the defensive is because the language im einoi nireh in Sifya Tes, kogish einoi titas pari nireh einoi chaitz, it's people without the shach with taich, einoi nireh means you can't see it at all. If you can see it through the nail, people would understand it's a problem. So that's why I'm being a little on the defense. I have people who understand the shach straight out. It's good, I'm very happy. But that's what it means. In effect, that's what we're saying. It's a mokum bluish habakuf. Water doesn't go there anyway. And it doesn't even need royal BS9.
Who are those who say that in the near of Nadish?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's how you could touch the Lashon.
Well,
I don't know anybody that touches
that.
Yeah, good. All right, Sivchav. Now we get to the fingernail itself. Davka Batzek Shetachas Tzipayrin Chaitzis Ava Tzipayrin Atzma Eina Chaitzetzis. The Shita of the Mechaber is not like the Ramah. There's a difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenaz. The Mechaber who said the minig is to cut the nails, nevertheless says that Bidiyevet, if she toiled without cutting her nails, and it was clean, Hatzipayrin Atzma Eina Chaitzetzis. I feel a Maisa Gedayla, even if it's big. Vaymedes Lichatech, and she plans to cut it. And it flies, it sprouts over the basar. The Mechaber Shita and the minik for the Sfaradim is that a nail itself is not a chatzitza. It's part of the Shita says l'fishi magufa isha daimul asaros, just like here. It's a natural part of the body, and the Mechaber Shita is that it's not chatzitza. Even though the minig is to take it off, this is the reason that Rav Chaim Oizer was makel for women from Oriental countries who have longer nails. He was makel for them even l'chatchila, because he said that they're svardim, they go with the mechaber, it's not a chatzitza b'di'evet, and the minig shenogel anoshim didn't apply in their countries. In their countries, the women all go with long nails, and therefore he was makel. It was a case of Bali Tshuva when it was a tzairich. But that's why he was Mekel. That's for Sfaradim. First Ashkenazim, we go with the Ramah. Miu kol zeh dafka she'ein soya ibotzei tachtov. Now that's the first line of the Ramah is true according to everybody. This is only Shein Tzayi Basi Tachta B'Shasat Shetavla. That's all assuming it's clean. And the Mechaber says, well, Mekel, but it's got to be clean. U'me'achar d'kfa nogu li'tol tzipornayim. Afilu n'tziparin achas nishar b'yada v'tavla. Tzvichat fila acheres. So Dr. Ramah, our minig is to cut the nails. If our women, the Ashkenazim, were toivel already afterwards, without cutting the nails, it was clean. Tzvichat fila acheres, the Ramah says she has to go to mikveh again. Why? What is the problem? Because women are not to cut the nails, therefore, what does one thing have to do with the other? So here we have a machlaikis, the Taz against the Bach and the Shach. The Shach, I'll explain, it's a little bit of an asterisk as to what the Shach says, we'll see in a moment. The Bach and Shach argue on the Lomdis here, and we'll talk about Nafkamina La'aloch in a minute. Why is it ekpeda to cut nails? The Bach and the Shach say that we have a new cloud. Kol davar ha'emid likotzeitz kekotzeitz dami. Something that you plan to cut is like it's cut. And since stam noshim cut their nails before they go to the mikveh, it's oimed likotzeitz, it's oimed to be cut, and therefore the nail itself is a chatzitz. Even if Eliyahu Navi will tell you there's no dirt, it's not the dirt. It's the tzipayrin atzma, which is the chatzitz. That is the shita of the Bach and the Shach, that the nail is the chatzitza.
That's because halacha itself is telling you you have to cut it. You don't say that in that situation.
You're right. Halacha, we said, the halacha tells you that we can't make it a chatzitza. Right. But halacha really doesn't tell us to cut it. It's minig anoshim. The noshim, when they go to mikvah, they're makpidas. So then, minig anoshim, it's funny, it's more cooler, they can make some more chamadim. But that's the shita of the Bach and the Shach.
What is the
shita? 1 minute. The Taz argues. The Taz says, no, the nail is part of the body. It's not a chatzitza. Yeah. The nail is part of the body. It's not a chatzitza like here. He says the minig of the Ramah is because we're chayshish that there's dirt there. We're afraid there's dirt. And the minig is to be makbid that there's dirt, and not like Rabbeinu Tam apparently, any dirt. And therefore, that's the reason that it's ma'akib b'di'evit.
To where? To be or to how much
have to cut? Which whatever you have to cut, which we say, I said depends on the previous hakira, but that part has to be cut. So the Taz says if she sees it's clean, she's only makel b'di'evet in lonson baila. B'di'evet she went home, she was with her husband. The next day it's a big for her to go to the mikveh again is a zilzel. Apparently, people knew in those days when women went to the mikveh more than they know today. Today, people go and come at night. In those days, who went there, went out at night. Apparently, it was known. So the Taz says that she'll go to the mikveh and she'll go again the next night. Now, today, you can go to one mikveh in Avenue L, another mikveh in Avenue S, and they don't keep records anyway. But, you know, you see a woman twice, two nights in a row. There's one mikveh in town, two nights in a row. What's going on? So therefore, but the Taz is makel. But in Lomdis, I'll tell you a bigger nafkamina in a few minutes. But in the straight Taz and Shach, Shach and Bach hold the nail itself is the chatzitza. The Taz says the dirt. I want to learn just the narrow lines of the Taz. You should see it inside. Taz Chaf Aleph. First, he brings the shita of the Bach. He starts with the Shari Dura, which is like the Taz. Bagosh Shari Dura, Kasa Baloshin Zem. Shach Chav Loi Nathleti Pranayim Kaidin Tvila, Eidah Chaitzetis. Vavad Shalei Yerisechem Tit. It's not a chatzitza. The nail is not a chatzitza. Makom makim tev lahachmir v'titful pambeis shem the ef sheshalaytei b'seichem tit. I can't l'shain. So the zikr, the shari dura says like the Taz, the minik to cut is because there's going to be dirt there. Roshal hetik mitshuvas maram. That's a maram lublin. B'zeh the also lot tefila kol shebidekat as tepadayim kaidin tefila ve'ain sham tit. So also we have the maram lublin and the shari dura say it's because of dirt. However, Moiri Chamizal, the Bach said, Shanira Loi, I feel one bari loshalaya shamtsaya, titful pam shamus. Even if you're positive 1,000% there was no dirt, Hari Ikalaman de Srirolai, the Matsiparin oimili cut, say two chaitzits. So as oimit to be cut is chatzitza. Vloy domila saroi saroish to roi noshamain dak only cut. It's not like hair. Women don't, eventually, everyone cuts their hair, but they don't cut their hair down. But shegitzi pranayim, the kulam kaitzitzin, fitvila, they all cut, ava chatzitzin, like titzitz, I can't shine. The bach holds, kasoimidli, cuts his kikotzitz. And on that, the Taz says, the var of tamuim, Kol poiskim kosu kan de any alaminik bi alma litel to pranayim ve inay min adin ve nirali shkol mashem etzinu shetzricha litvol shenis bishoch litel tipayin hakoz mash lo shim shem baylo kaidim shenisko lit davar. Avalim afe shishim niskara niskares ain lahach mir la tzricha tfila shenis kivin shenis al chumra ba alma ba filum ain yadu Allah shloya yisham titvitzaya. The Masha Goshar Duchos Maram Dulel Shetzricha Medina Tfila Sheinis Hanu Kozma Shloishim Shem Baila Avalay Achata. So what do we have here? We have here a Machlaikis with only a tiny nafkamina at first glance. The sheet of the Bach is Kol Oymi Likatz is Kekatz Tzami. If it's Oymi to be cut, that's why the nail itself is a Chatzitz. The sheet of the Taz is no, it's because of Chshash under the dirt. There are two Yishayim say Klor like him, Shaydur and the Maram. Say klar that it's only at the chash of tzayet shetachas atzipar. So that is the shita of the Taz. The shach paskins like the Bach. Koloi milikatzis kikatzitzami. So we have a very minor nafkamina between them. The nafkamina is, if she comes home, she didn't cut her nails, everyone says she should go back and tovel a second time. But if it's once on Baila, it was overnight. So then, the Taz is mekel, and the Bach is machmir. And the Bach is not. So we have here a very, Machlekes with a very limited nafkamina between them.
According to the Taz, now, why not just check on the fingernails, see if there's dirt there or not, and then you know.
So that's Nogo Anashim. The Nashim, well, now you have a Chumran themselves that they cut their nails to be makbid. It's a minig, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, so that's a minig they have to be makbid on.
Someone needs to hear that.
Oh, so that's what comes out of potentially bigger nafkamina. We're going to have to discuss this on the back burner. If we have a new rule, kaimi li katsis kakatsis dami, so what happens if she has an appointment for a haircut? What happens if she has a wart, which is not a chatzitza, but she has an appointment to take it out? Or she has a shaky tooth, and she has an appointment to take it out. So this new rule of kaimi li katsis kakatsis dami has to be discussed outside of the fingernail topic. It seems to be a tremendous nafkamina. We'll get to it. Let's just stick to fingernails for the meantime.
Right now, this part of the fingernail, any nafkamina, it's not nafkamina.
If y'all kaimi li katsay, it's that called, it's called back. That's the definition of kaimi li katsay. She wants to cut it.
You need a surgeon.
I hear. Maybe you're right. Nothing else. Now, there's a second, much bigger nafkamina. The Taz, in the second part of the Taz, the first very wide line, goes until Cheshavis. Now here, it's a nafkamina where a woman is at Shabbos, and she neglected to cut her nails. She neglected to cut her nails. She's going to the mikvah. She says, what am I going to do with Shabbos? I can't cut my fingernails on Shabbos. What am I going to do? What do you do in such a case? So, ideally, you get a guy. Get a guy to cut the nails. Now, is cutting fingernails a deraisa or a derabanan? Huh? Pasha's gaizeh. Gaizeh is a deraisa.
With a kli.
Now, they bring the idea, you should tell the guy to cut off your fingernails with his mouth. Very hard to get a guy to do it. You know, you kill a guy in to turn on the light switch, maybe. But to bite off your fingernails, you know, I don't know. So all the place can say it's the best thing to do, but if you can't, you know, like they go on. So now, the Shaila, here's a Shaila that has a number of Yisaitis to come achleiks. First, let me tell you the bottom line, and then get into where the issues come up. The Taz, the Shitasa. Taz holds a fingernail, not a chatzitza. It's the dirt, that's a chatzitza. If it's Shabbos, just clean it well, and you can go to the mitzvah. Clean it well. If you can get a guy, of course, better to get a guy. Maybe. I shouldn't say of course. We'll see in a minute. But certainly, if not, you clean it out well, and you go to the mitzvah. That's the psak of the Taz. If you've got to do it, he says, just clean the nails very well, and you do it. The Taz himself holds a better option. We'll see why. The Shach disagrees. The Shach holds the nail itself is the chatzitza. So what is cleaning it going to do for you? What's cleaning going to do for you? The Shach disagrees. He says, no, you gotta get a better cut.
Clean chatzitza.
It's oymidly kotze. It's just you're stuck because it's Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, but you're stuck because Hilchos Shabbos. It's be'etzem. It's something that should be cut. That's what he's saying. So here, we already have a gigantic machlokes. But God blessed us with a Mishnah Berurah. And even though we have a general rule that machlokes in the Taz and the Shach, we paskin like the Shach, the Mishnah Berurah, I have the wrong chelik. Chelik Gimel, Simen Shin Mem, on Sif Aleph, he says better, I can tell you what he says, he says better get a guy. If you can't get a guy, then you could clean it well and rely on the Taz. Which means it's better to be Simach on the Taz than to wait a day, than to push it off for a day. Right? If you can't get a guy. If you get a guy, you can cut it, is the best thing. He said, Mishnah Berurah says. It's stam, yeah. But if you can't get a guy, cut it. He says, you could be tevel. He says, on the raglayim, on the toenails, where women are much less makpidais, even lechatzil, you don't have to get a guy, clean it well, and you could be tevel. That's what he says. What? See, he's saying it's better not to push it off for a day, to rely on the Taz. Not Amir Lakhman on the Taz. I'll talk about Amir Lakhman in a minute. But I'm talking about women who have a minute to cut it. And they forgot to cut it now. That's what we're talking about. Kol Ha'im Li Katzis Kekate. It's a woman who, she always cuts it when she goes to the mikveh. Just now she has the issue. So now we have a Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah like the Taz. Now I want to add my own two cents, not in Halacha Chas V'Shalom, but a Raya, that the Ik is like the Taz. I want to ask you, just give me a second. Let's say you have a woman, she cut all her fingernails, and she realized she missed one. There's one fingernail that's long. Is that, I'm not asking for a psak, is that more kuladik to have just one fingernail uncut? Or more chamor? It depends on the Taz and the Shach. If you're afraid of dirt, then it's more kuladik. It's easier to clean, it's one fingernail. If you're afraid of dirt, then one fingernail is more kuladik. If you're saying that the nail itself is a chatzitza, because she doesn't want it there, then of course it's more chamer. Even if she'd be happy to have all her nails long, but nobody wants one fingernail long and all of them short. So it would seem if you have a single fingernail long, like the Taz, it's more kuladik. Like the Shach, it's more chamer. Look at the language of the Ramah. Ma'achad ikfa noguli tel tzipernayim. Afilu mtziperin achas nisho biyod avetavla tzvichat tefila acheres. Even if she only has one fingernail, which is more kuladik, she still has to do another tefillah. That means he's saying, even if it's one nail, which is more kuladik, still tzvichat tefila acheres. That means he's learning like the Taz. The Ramah seems to be like the Taz. If it's out of dirt, you could say afilu achas. If you would say it's a pain of the nail itself, you couldn't say afilu achas. Tzricha tefila acheres. You can't say afilu achas. So the Ramah is mashma like the Taz.
Is it possible that even Taz would be if you only have one nail, you've already shown it's clear that the truth is that the nail is very close. Because you've cut all the other ones. So if you only have one, it's not even enough dead anymore. It's not even enough dead to Malucho.
Well, it's the same malos, it's in the one nail.
But in fact, you left one nail, no. Then
it could be dirty, it could be dirt under
the
one
nail. No,
because the Taz is a part of the guf, it's not a chatzitza.
Rabbi, how does this relate to the Taz?
Can you please clarify, this tefillah is certainly tefillah for a woman to go to the tarif,
the baleter. The baleter, okay, so that's the thing. In the lumdis, the shaila is the following. In Hilchah Shabbos, there's a big sichsuch over the following issue. And that's part of machlekes here between the Taz and the Shach. In Shabbos, there's something called the malacha shein tzricha legufa, which is a malacha that's not needed for its regular purpose. Now, geizes, what's geizes? You shear wool off a lamb. That wool, you need the thing that's removed. That's tzricha legufa. The issue here of telling a guy to cut it, Zok Teshach, it's a shvus to shvus. You can get a guy to cut it. Because it's a malach shei tzricha legufa anyway. It's a malach shei tzricha legufa anyway. And you're telling a guy to cut it, that's a shvus to shvus. A shvus to shvus is mutter. Plus, he mentions, you have the balei iter shita, that even one shvus for makam mitzvah is mutter. Balei iter brings a gemara in Erevin, that even a single shvus is mutter. I remember it's a Gemara in Erevin, because I remember I put it in a footnote in the art scroll that this is the Makar for the Bala Iter. I don't remember if the editor took it out or not. But there's a Gemara there that says by a single Shvus it's mutter. So you have Malach Shei Tzricha Legufa by a guy, it's Shvus to Shvus, plus the Bala Iter, you could be Mekel. But it's not so poshit that it's a drabana. Just a slight, let me finish. Not so poshit at all. There's a Tshuvas HaRivash that the Magen Avraham brings, a Sidrei Tara. If you want to know the Hilchos Shabbos part, is Ma'arech on it here in the back. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person has some white hairs and black hairs, and he prefers to have mostly black, so he snips out two white hairs on Shabbos, he's chayiv. It says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Nem, Sif Aleph. It's a Malach Shein Tzricha Lagufa. You don't need the hairs. So there's a Tshuva in the Rivash. The Rivash says that in the Beis HaMikdash, they cut hair for two reasons. They cut wool, they needed the wool. But when they took the tchashim, they didn't need the hair of tchashim, they needed the hide. So they shaved it. They didn't put up hide with hair. They also they shaved it to be miyape what remains. So the Rivash says, it's a machaber really, that the two tzricha legufis by geizes, when you need the thing that's cut, and to be miyape that which remains. So therefore, the shach is not poshut at all. It really is a malacha tzricha legufa. The Bir Halacha says on this, a nafkamina. It says, by a toenail, where people, normal people, there are women who are different, but normal people cut their toenails, not liyapoy sisar aglayim, they're looking to beautify their toes. They just don't want to get, they don't want to get ingrown toenails, they don't want to get problems. So that's why they cut their nails. Not liyapoy sisar aglayim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, by the feet, is takam lach shein tzricha legufa, by the toenails. It's a shvus to shvus. And then it can be makel more with a guy. Masha'en kain, by the hands, where it's a malacha tzricha legufa. And for that reason, the Taz is not happy with the shita of the shach. What we would do is tell a guy to tell a guy. We have that kula, Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas hatchak, go to one guy to tell another guy to do it. That's enough to make... What? What? Yeah, if you have a guy who's willing to bite your nails and you're willing to trust them, it's good. But the Baal Tanya says it's mutlach hachila. Shmona Rav says it's mutlach hachila. Mishnah Berurah says lahakul b'shas hatchak. Who? Mishnah Berurah says lahakul b'shas hatchak. That's what he says. And here you have the b'shas hatchak to rely on amira l'amira. I'm telling a guy to tell him. I once had a shine in the bungalow colony with a girl who got bubble gum in her hair. When she went to sleep at night, she stuck her bubble gum behind her ear, so she should have it in the morning. And she woke up in the morning, she had bubble gum in her hair. The parents asked that they could ask the guy to cut it. So on Shabbos morning. So first I thought it was a big tzairuch, you know, a little kid, you run around with it. And then they brought the girl to show it to me. She was so ashamed. You know, a boy got bubble gum in his hair. He couldn't care less. Like his mother wants to cut it, he says, leave me alone. But a little girl, very ashamed. So I felt it was a tzairuch. So I told them they should take a knife and go to the guy who lived in the bungalow colony. Yes, yes. And when the guy opens, ask him to cut the hair with the knife, which is a shvus to shvus. The guy will say, I don't need a knife, I'll use a scissor. All right, that's what I did in Afshe. He's going to go get a scissor. So that's what we did. We relied on the shvus to shvus. All right, Yitzhak Shem, we're going to return to this now.